it's a focal point for the town. It really is. And I don't think people realised it quite that much until we didn't have it anymore. And then we really felt it, you know.
Buchan's a small town in eastern Victoria, best known perhaps for its limestone caves that bring tourists to the area. But 2 years ago, tragedy struck. The town's one and only pub burnt to the ground. The problem was compounded when the owners of the pub decided not to rebuild, leaving Buchan without a local watering hole and with a gaping hole in the main street. But then something remarkable happened. Buchan's locals rallied and started a crowdfunding campaign to build themselves a new pub. The call was answered from people around Australia, even overseas donations poured in, and $600,000 was raised, making it the largest successful crowdfunding campaign ever in Australia. Hello, I'm Lachlan Orr. Now the construction is well and truly underway. The heart of this project just keeps growing, with dozens of tradies and locals chipping in to work for free. Buchan local Greg Brick, known around here as Bricky, is returning to be the new publican. He's also leading the team of volunteer builders.
I was the publican here between 2007 and 2013, and then we sold out, and then the pub burnt down in April 2014.
How'd you feel when the pub burnt down?
Oh, look, it was a sad day. It was a sad day for Buchan. It was a sad day for everyone. I think we were left with a block of land, and I think there was a couple of people that were interested in it, but it wasn't necessarily a pub going to be rebuilt here. And there was a bit of a groundswell from the community that they'd like a pub rebuilt here, only because it was a meeting place. It was provided the social fabric for the town, really, and hence the crowdfunding and where we are now.
So now that the building's started and it's well on its way, has it surprised you to get all these tradies chipping in and giving their time for free?
Look, the support's been magnificent. It hasn't only been the tradies and the chippies and the plumbers and whoever else. It's been suppliers. There's too many to name, but the support has been phenomenal.
My name's Dave Harper, and I've lived in this area for about 35 years. In fact, I live just over in the range that we're looking at the moment, that we can see from the pub at the bottom of that range out there.
It's a pretty good view from this front veranda of this pub.
I reckon it's an absolutely fantastic view. This front veranda here is a really good space, and you know, I think people are really going to enjoy it. I really do. I think it's quite unique. It is a fantastic view.
So why are you giving so much time to work on this pub?
I worked on the original stone wall, which would have been built on the pub about 25 years ago. I did that with another local called Dennis Gilbert, and that got demolished after the pub burnt down. Greg asked me if I'd be interested in building the new wall, and I thought it was quite an honour, actually. So that's my main reason for being involved in it, also just to try and give something back to the community.
Why is it important for a town like this to have a pub?
I don't know. I think the main thing that people really noticed it was when we didn't have a pub. You know, there was this big vacant block sitting in the middle of the town, and it just was depressing to drive past it. I work around at the Caves Reserve, and you get people coming in to camp, and you'd say, well, sorry, there's nowhere you can go for tea. There's nowhere to go in town once the roadhouse is closed. In those days it was 5 o'clock. Now it's staying open much later. But in those days it was 5 o'clock, and that was it. So it's important, very important for a tourist town to have a pub, but also just for the local people.
Has this whole thing brought this town together?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's been a lot of local input with local people working on it, and I think it really has. Just the number of people that have stopped and spoken to me because I've been working out the front here on the wall, so you see everybody that goes past. Just that input from other people, but also the number of people that have offered time to come and help me. You know, it's quite a long list of the people that come and donated their time, you know, whether it be just a couple of hours or a few days, things like that, that, you know, they've come and been part of this wall.
Yep, Greg King. I'm a local from Buchan, Buchan Excavations. We do work all around the town, different people, different jobs. I've been working here at the pub since the pub started being rebuilt.
What's it been like living in a town with no pub?
It's been awkward living in the town with the pub gone. It's been nowhere to meet up. We've got the social life's basically died off in Buchan. But, my shed's been getting a bit of a hammering, but but no, it's been very hard. No one's been able to catch up at all. And I know 70% of my work used to come out of the old hotel on a Friday night. You'd go home with three or four different jobs. We've missed all that.
So when you say you reckon the town needs a pub, why is that?
Well, a little town like this needs its pub because it's a central meeting point, not just because it's a hotel, but during bushfire season, the whole lot, it's your central hub. And everyone comes here if there's a, you know, if there's a funeral or a wedding or vice versa, you know, it's where everyone comes to.
Looking at the front veranda there, it looks amazing. Do you see yourself sitting out there on a sunny summer's afternoon?
Yes, I can see myself there and quite a few other mates with us. We'll be sitting out there enjoying the sun and possibly having a cold frothy.
I'm Jane Cummings. I'm from Buchan and I'm a local. I've been here for 35 years.
So you're in this roadhouse. You're right across the road from the pub. What's it been like seeing it come together?
It's been fantastic. We've watched it originally come up right from the bottom, and as we can see now when we're looking at it, it's nearly completed and it's all coming along. It's looking fantastic.
Do you get a lot of people through here asking you about it?
Every day. I get asked half a dozen times when the pub is opening. Yeah.
What do you say now?
Well, I was originally just making updates, but now I think it's getting a bit close. So I'm thinking it's going to be around September. But people keep coming back. They're genuinely interested because they've heard about it all over the country.
What do you think about all the tradies that have been over there working, giving a lot of their time for free?
Well, the tradies are awesome because they all come over here and they buy their burgers off me. It's like the enthusiasm that's coming behind. Even a lot of these people aren't locals, and they're willing to be a part of our community and help us get through this and be part of something so positive and such an exciting thing that's happening in Buchan.
Do you reckon on the day that it opens, it's going to be a big day in Buchan?
It's going to be a massive day in Buchan. I'm not sure how they're going to cope with all the people that are planning on coming, but I will certainly have one of those bar stools up there very early on in the day.
I think that when the old pub burnt down, everybody in town was just gutted by it, you know, we really were. But I think there'll be a day in the future where some of the locals will be saying, geez, I'm glad that pub burnt down because look what we've got now.